Curtis Lane, Daniel Custer, and Thomas Latond died in the blast on December 6th. Their widows or parents have hired lawyers who contend the Milwaukee-based contractor J.M. Brennan was negligent in the case and caused the workers' deaths. One of the plaintiff's lawyers is Robert Habish, who represented families in the Miller Park construction accident several years ago. Habish says when Brennan installed a gas pipe at Falk in 1988, it did a poor job.
And that the people who constructed it would have reason to believe or know that it was, and inspect and test for leaks periodically. As far as our information is right now, we don't think that was done. And it certainly wasn't done on the day of the explosion.
That's when J.M. Brennan was switching over the pipe from natural gas to propane. Habish says corrosion holes had developed in the pipe and propane gas got into the air. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration hasn't completed its probe of the blast, but Habish says his firm hired its own experts and doesn't need to wait for the federal agency to tell him what happened. But J.M. Brennan spokesman Jeffrey Remsick says a lot remains unknown.
The official investigation is still underway. The initial testing of the underground pipe has not started yet. Only limited documents have been exchanged between the various parties.
Remsick says Brennan is confident the results of the federal investigation will show the work of the company was reasonable and didn't cause the explosion at Falk. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.